KXRN News. I'm John Scott. The widespread devastation wrought by Hurricane Helene is upping the pressure on lawmakers for a looming end-of-the-year fight over disaster funding. More on this from Bernie Bennett.
While funding negotiators on both sides acknowledge the need for additional resources for disaster recovery, it has already been a point of contention in spending talks, and the dynamic could continue when a divided Congress returns from recess. President Biden on Monday said he may request Congress to reconvene during the October break to pass emergency supplemental funding for storm recovery, and lawmakers from hard-hit states signaled a desire to do so. But it appears unlikely Congress will return early, with lawmakers spread across the country campaigning ahead of November, and GOP leaders saying the Federal Emergency Management Agency funding included in last week's stopgap spending bill is sufficient to address Helene. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
It's the latest evidence that the U.S. labor market is still solid enough to support steady hiring and a growing economy.
Employers added a surprisingly robust 254,000 jobs in September as the unemployment rate slipped by a tenth of 1% to 4.1%. September's hiring gain was up sharply from the 159,000 jobs that were added the month before. Companies seem generally reluctant to let workers go, even though some are also hesitant to expand their payrolls.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting also at SRNNews.com. On the battlefront, Israel carried out a series of massive airstrikes overnight in the southern suburbs of Beirut, cutting off the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria. Israel said it targeted the crossing because it was being used by Hezbollah to transport military equipment across the border. On Wall Street, stocks moving higher, the Dow up 171 points, and the NASDAQ adding 151. This is SRN News. Canada's assisted suicide law being challenged.
A group of organizations that advocates for the disabled is taking the government to court over new rules that allow disabled people to take their life with the help of a doctor, even if their condition is not terminal. Canada legalized physician-assisted suicide in 2016, and since then it has regularly expanded limits on the practice. The advocates say that a growing number of disabled Canadians are seeking suicide because they are poor or lack other forms of support. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia have approved a sweeping measure designed to limit the LGBT agenda. That bill includes bans on same-sex marriages, adoption by gay couples, and public endorsement and depictions of LGBT relations in the media. It also bans sex change operations and changing gender designations in official documents. Georgia is a largely conservative country. This is SRN News. Florida Senator Rex Scott has a commanding lead over the Democrat, hoping to flip his Senate seat in November. Bob Agnew reports.
A poll by Napolitan News Service shows Senator Scott with a six-point lead over Representative Debbie Mercosell Powell. Scott has accused his opponent of trying to portray herself as moderate, despite what he says has been an extreme leftist voting record during her time in the House. The same survey shows former President Trump leading Kamala Harris by 2 points, 50% to 48% among Florida voters. Bob Agnew reporting.
The former county sheriff named chief of the Los Angeles Police Department, taking charge of the nation's third largest police force. One official confirmed it was Jim McDonald. The news follows the surprise retirement of Chief Michael Moore, whose tenure was marked by greater scrutiny into excessive force and police killings of civilians in the nation's second largest city. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.